North Texas woman who took her pet to a Dallas animal shelter is now in an immigration detention center. Family members and friends of Maria Flores say she wanted to get help for her sick dog. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, Flores now faces a felony.
Dallas County Sheriff deputies arrested Maria Flores at her Dallas home on August 11th, 5 months after she and her husband surrendered their 10-year-old Maltese named Muffy to Dallas Animal Services. Flores was booked in the Dallas County Jail and charged with animal cruelty, something her attorney, Belinda Arroyo, says should not have happened.
She took her dog to the vet. According to the family, the amount that the vet was wanting to charge them to do the work was just something they could not afford. So they did not take the dog back to the vet the next day because they couldn't afford to.
That visit to the vet happened in January. According to vet records obtained by KERA, Muffy's fur was severely matted and he was limping on his left rear leg. The left rear leg was also irritated. By early March, Muffy's condition hadn't improved, and the couple still couldn't afford any medical treatment. So Flores and her husband took the dog to Dallas Animal Services. According to the police affidavit, Arroyo says the dog was, quote, surrendered and taken to the medical team. A vet who works for Dallas Animal Service examined Muffy.
The dog was found to have matting on its legs, with the left rear leg and paw swollen and maggots crawling from the area near the mat on its leg.
The vet noted the matted hair, quote, appeared to have caused complete tearing of the Achilles tendon and also muscle loss. The vet contacted two animal cruelty detectives with the Dallas Police Department. After seeing the dog, the detectives thought the dog's injuries should be investigated. One of the detectives in the animal cruelty division said she couldn't comment on this case because it's still an open investigation. According to the police affidavit, a vet with the SPCA examined and treated Muffy, but after a week, he didn't get better. So Muffy's left rear leg was amputated. Arroyo says the couple thought they were doing the right thing by taking Muffy to the animal shelter.
It almost seems like they're being punished for not having enough money, because it was certainly not from lack of wanting to take care of the dog, or else they would have just let it die or not even taken it to the vet. It just doesn't make sense.
Flores now faces a felony, which could carry up to a 10-year sentence. And because she's undocumented, she faces possible deportation, too. Last week, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement picked up Flores from jail and took her to Bluebonnet Detention Facility in Anson, Texas, about 3 hours west of Dallas. Friends of Flores say they're shocked she ended up in immigration detention. Luis Contreras, executive director of Templo Betania, Flores' church, describes her as a faithful, lovely person.
I am upset, you know, because there's people that are do worse and they're punished lightly. Yet this woman that had no previous convictions, now she was placed in a situation where she was separated from her son, the husband.
Flores and her husband lived with Dora Elia Martinez when they first arrived in the U.S. She's known the family for over 2 decades and says Flores is like a daughter to her.
Y en eso digo, no puede ser. Están haciendo muchas injusticias. Y aparte,
it can't be, Martinez says. They're committing many injustices. And it's unfortunate that where people go seek help, they're attacked. According to Flores' husband, one of the police detectives threatened to put the couple in jail. Flores' attorney, Belinda Arroyo, says they shouldn't have been treated that way.
If you're going to have these agencies or these vets working with communities of people that are undocumented or, you know, Hispanic people, then you know, they should be more sensitive to the fact that some of these people can't afford to care for their pets, so why not offer them alternatives instead of throwing them in jail?
Arroyo says there's a disconnect between the agencies charged with protecting animals and the families who may need help caring for their pets. As for Muffy, he recovered, and according to the SPCA, has since been adopted. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.